Imagine spending decades carefully building a million-dollar retirement account only to watch 40 to 70% vanish to taxes when you need it most. This nightmare scenario awaits countless Americans who focus exclusively on growing their nest eggs while ignoring the equally crucial task of protecting those assets from taxation. Think of retirement planning like golf. Accumulating assets is just the front nine, but protecting them from excessive taxation is the back nine, where the game is ultimately won or lost. With government deficits soaring and historically low tax rates unlikely to continue, we're facing what Ed Slott calls a retirement savings time bomb, one that became even more dangerous when Congress eliminated the stretch IRA through the Secure Act of 2019. For decades, retirement savers operated under what seemed like a three-part promise from the government: tax deductions for contributions, tax-deferred growth, and the ability to stretch distributions and taxes over beneficiaries' lifetimes. The Secure Act shattered this arrangement by forcing most non-spouse beneficiaries to empty inherited accounts within just 10 years, a classic bait-and-switch that derailed countless careful retirement plans. This wasn't about helping Americans secure retirement. It was about securing government revenue. Current tax rates are actually quite low historically. The top marginal rate was 91% from 1951 to 1963, 70% throughout the 1970s, and 50% in the early 1980s. With government debt exceeding $31 trillion, these relatively modest current rates simply cannot be sustained, creating a perfect storm for future tax increases just as baby boomers begin withdrawing en masse. When retiring or changing jobs, you'll face the biggest check of your life, your retirement plan distribution. Four main options exist. Rolling over to an IRA offers maximum flexibility while maintaining tax deferral. Use direct trustee-to-trustee transfers. Staying in your company plan or moving to a new employer's plan provides creditor protection, loan provisions, and the age 55 exception for penalty-free withdrawals. Taking a lump sum distribution triggers immediate taxes. The net unrealized appreciation NUA strategy allows company stock withdrawals with ordinary income tax only on the original cost basis. Converting to a Roth IRA transforms tax-deferred savings into tax-free retirement funds. Timing is crucial for distributions. Ages 59 and a half to 72 represent a sweet spot with penalty-free but not yet required withdrawals. Before 59 and a half, distributions typically incur a 10% early withdrawal penalty unless exceptions apply. Section 72T distributions provide penalty-free early access through substantially equal payments for 5 years or until 59 and a half, whichever is longer. After 72, required minimum distributions, RMDs, become mandatory, calculated using your account balance and IRS life expectancy tables. Missing an RMD triggers a 50% penalty. To reduce RMD tax impact, consider qualified charitable distributions to satisfy RMD requirements without increasing taxable income, or qualifying longevity annuity contracts, which can exclude up to 25% of your account balance from RMD calculations until payments begin around age 85. The Secure Act created three distinct beneficiary categories with different distribution rules. Eligible designated beneficiaries, EDBs, the beneficiary royalty, include surviving spouses, minor children, disabled or chronically ill individuals, and beneficiaries not more than 10 years younger than the account owner. They can still use the stretch IRA, taking distributions over their life expectancy. Non-eligible designated beneficiaries, NEDBs, include most individual beneficiaries, like adult children and grandchildren. They must empty inherited accounts within 10 years after the owner's death, with no annual RMDs required, only a 100% RMD in year 10. Non-designated beneficiaries, NDBs, include estates, charities, and non-qualifying trusts. When an IRA owner dies before their required beginning date, the account must be emptied within 5 years. If death occurs after RMDs begin, distributions follow the deceased owner's remaining ghost life expectancy. Surviving spouses maintain the most options, including rolling over the funds, treating the account as their own without moving assets, or remaining a beneficiary with recalculated life expectancy distributions. The Roth IRA is arguably the best gift Congress has given American taxpayers, allowing retirement accounts to grow completely tax-free forever. Unlike traditional IRAs that provide tax deductions on contributions but tax withdrawals, Roth IRAs work oppositely. You pay tax up front, but all future growth and withdrawals remain tax-free for you and your beneficiaries. Many hesitate due to the immediate tax cost or uncertainty about long-term benefits, but Roth IRAs remain politically protected since the government collects its tax up front. Roth IRAs come in two forms: contributions, limited to $6,000 annually for those below certain income thresholds, and conversions, with unlimited potential. Even high-income earners can use backdoor Roth strategies by making non-deductible traditional IRA contributions, then converting them. Unlike traditional IRAs, Roth accounts have no lifetime distribution requirements. You can withdraw as much as you want or nothing at all. Withdrawals are tax-free for qualified distributions, funds held over 5 years, and you're at least 59 and a half, disabled, using them for a first-time home purchase, or the distribution occurs after your death. With stretch IRAs largely eliminated, life insurance has emerged as a powerful wealth transfer alternative. This strategy transforms a traditional IRA into an excellent estate planning asset by strategically drawing down IRA funds over several years to minimize tax impact, then using these after-tax funds to purchase permanent, cash-value life insurance. Life insurance proceeds are income tax-free to beneficiaries and potentially estate tax-free if paid to an irrevocable trust. The death benefit isn't subject to Secure Act limitations, payouts provide tax-free certainty, and the strategy often results in more funds going to beneficiaries with fewer taxes than direct IRA inheritance. Consider Ralph and Sadie's scenario. Ralph has a $1 million IRA and few other assets. By naming their daughter Ruby as the IRA beneficiary and buying a $1 million life insurance policy for Sadie, the family creates more wealth. After Ralph's death, Sadie can use some insurance money to buy her own policy naming Ruby as beneficiary, potentially creating another $1 million in tax-free money, transforming a single IRA into a tax-free family fortune. The retirement landscape has fundamentally changed, but proper planning can help you navigate successfully. Focus not just on accumulation, but on how much you keep after taxes. Through the Secure Act, the government has signaled its intention to tap into the massive pool of untaxed retirement money sooner rather than later. Act now while tax rates remain historically low and planning options are still available. Consider strategic Roth conversions during lower income years. Use life insurance for tax-free wealth transfer. Explore charitable remainder trusts for both philanthropic and tax benefits. And update your beneficiary designations. The retirement savings time bomb is ticking, but you can avoid the blast. By understanding the new rules and implementing thoughtful strategies today, you can protect your savings from excessive taxation and ensure your assets benefit your loved ones rather than the tax collector. The greatest gift isn't just financial wealth. It's wealth structured to minimize tax burdens and maximize financial security for generations.